8 weeks ago, the Oral History Project StoryCorps opened a booth at the site of the World Trade Center. The booth records the stories of anyone who wants to share them. And special slots are reserved for survivors, rescue workers, and families remembering loved ones lost on September 11th. Sunday marks the fourth anniversary of the destruction of the Twin Towers, where nearly 3,000 lives were lost. This morning, we hear two excerpts of World Trade Center stories. In our first, Richard Peccarella remembers his fiancée, Karen Judé. She worked as a secretary at Cantor Fitzgerald on the 101st floor of the North Tower.
A friend of mine gave me tickets to a car race. He says, why don't you go to an Indy car race? He says, get out of New York for a while. Just go have a good time. You'll enjoy the race. I went to the race and, you know, sat down. And I'm looking around and all of a sudden Karen comes in, blonde curly hair, big smile on, and sits down next to me and she says, hello. I says, how you doing? It's the first car race. First car race. You never been to one? I said, nope. She said, oh, I'll tell you all about it. I knew as soon as I looked at her that she was the one. It was magical. I can't describe it. I couldn't tell her that, but I was like a 15-year-old again. I got all Google-eyed and didn't know what to do or say, and stumbling wasn't like me at all. Wasn't the typical macho Italian guy from Brooklyn. I said, maybe you'd like to go to dinner after the race. She looks at me, she goes, you know what? Maybe I will. When I met Karen, somehow she relaxed me, and she showed me how to live in a city of stress without the stress. She just taught me patience. I had very little patience. Basically, I was, you know, one of those guys rolled down the window and screamed at the drivers when they weren't driving the way I thought they should be. And she toned me down. She showed me to be nicer to people. Give it a second thought before you start yelling. And I've carried that with me. Anytime we did a driving trip, it was always an adventure, even a short trip. We would go to her brother's house quite often. And it became a joke later on. We would get frisky in the car and decide to stop at a motel along the way. And her brother would be waiting for us to get there in 2 hours, and we wouldn't get there for 5 hours. But our best trips were to Las Vegas. She loved it there, and I loved it there. We just got back from there 2 days before she was killed, and we were going to get married there the following June. I miss her eyes. Her eyes sparkled to me. One day they were blue, next day they were green, depending on how the light hit them. Karen, I'll always be in love with you. And I will see you again. I will do enough good to make it up there.
Richard Peccarella, remembering Karen Judé, who died at the age of 52 on September 11th, 2001. There are also stories of life, of survival from that day. Keith Meerholtz was an insurance broker for Marsh & McLennan. He managed to make his way out of the North Tower before it fell. He and his wife, Gret, came to StoryCorps to remember.
Someone came in and said that the tower had fallen, and I thought that was it.
Fortunately, I didn't wait too long to call then.
Shortly after you called, and I picked up the phone, and you just said, Gret, I'm alive. And I started screaming so that everybody in the house would know.
I don't even remember what I said, to be honest.
I do. You said, I made it out, and I have some burns, but I'm going to get away. And I just remember screaming, just get away, get away, get away. We knew you'd make it.
Yeah. How do you think you've changed?
How do I think I've changed?
Yeah.
I guess I'm not really sure. I do know that every time I get mad at you or we have an argument, I can think back to September 11th and I can kind of forgive you for anything. And I love you because you make me laugh, even though I always say I'm funnier.
No way. I'm definitely funny.
You make me laugh. And you're my best friend.
Yeah.
Gret Meerholtz, with her husband Keith, a September 11th survivor. This Sunday, across the country, Americans will mark the fourth anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. To learn more about the StoryCorps World Trade Center booth, visit npr.org.